The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I'm happy to be with you for just a few minutes to share some thoughts about what has become a somewhat controversial subject recently. That subject is sales cultures and cross-selling cultures within our organizations. When the apparent misdeeds of one of the largest financial institutions in the world dominates the news cycles for an extended period, banks and credit unions can be excused if they get a little antsy. The news media, pundits, and politicians alike have been pontificating about what caused the fraudulent behavior of a group of bankers. Many choose to blame the existence and promotion of a sales culture as the reason misdeeds occurred. I would respectfully suggest that is, well, not well thought out. Blaming sales cultures and incentive compensation for fraudulent behavior is like blaming automobiles for reckless driving. You take bad drivers off the road. You don't outlaw automobiles. All that said, I also believe that many folks in and out of financial services may not have the proper perspective on what a healthy sales culture looks like. A healthy sales culture is not built by simply programming employees to continually ask customers to buy more things or, in our case, open more accounts. No, a healthy sales culture is one in which the customers and potential customers in our presence feel comfortable enough to have meaningful conversations and have enough goodwill towards us that they'll consider becoming our customer or member or expanding their existing relationships with us. Healthy sales cultures are built more by what we do than what we say. When we interact with people in a manner that generates goodwill, we build the foundation of a healthy sales culture. For years, I've asked in-store bankers a simple question. How often each week do you or your team hear other human beings, customers and potential customers, say things like, "Oh, thank you," or "That's so nice," or "Hey, I appreciate that"? If you're hearing those things, it tells you that you're building goodwill with people. Random acts of kindness, if you will, are some of the most useful sales culture enhancers there are. They establish you as the kind of people that other people like being around. Friendly, random goodwill gestures tend to trigger folks' innate desire for reciprocity. We like associating with and being nice to people who are nice to us. Another beneficial aspect of these simple random acts and nice gestures is that they require us to get out there and personally interact with people. Personal gestures and friendly interactions make stronger and more lasting impressions than just about any form of marketing. In an increasingly technology-driven and impersonal financial services world, those gestures and interactions have more impact than ever. Make sure you and your teams are generating smiles and hearing thank yous from store customers this week. You'll be building the kind of sales cultures that actually matter and actually work. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin, wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.